The third step in your formula for success, you must be mentally and emotionally tough. See, if you're not tough, you're going to be left behind. You must be willing to fail and learn from your failures. David Sandler explains.
Selling is a tough business on a day-to-day basis, and you do have to learn how to fail. You have to learn how to get a no, not run from them. Most salespeople, when they get in a situation, when they're faced with a tough selling cycle, tough selling scenario, they're willing to take, I want to think it overs, because it gives them some security and makes them feel comfortable. But the best thing you can do in a selling situation is either get a yes or get a no, but you don't want to take, I want to think it overs. And that means that you've got to be tough for that. You've got to get out in your car. You know, in a selling situation, there's three things that can happen. You can get a yes, you can get a no, or you can get, I want to think it over. When you get a yes, that feels great, and that pumps you up and helps you go off to another sale. When you get a no, sure, that doesn't feel good, but at least when you get in your car, you know what happened to you. The worst thing that can happen to you is get, I want to think it over, because then you get in your car and nobody knows what happened to you. And you sit in there and you live with all those, I should have done this and I should have done that. So you've got to be mentally tough and emotionally tough.
Being mentally and emotionally tough is less about what to say and do than it is about how you feel about what you say and do. For example, if your feelings about asking a prospect to make a decision, afraid he'll say no, keep you from asking, then you start a downward spiral to nowhere. First, you're uncomfortable asking. That's a negative. So you don't ask, and you end up wasting time chasing a non-qualified prospect. That's another negative. And then you get angry with yourself and or the prospect for all this wasted time, which is also wasted emotional energy. Another negative. This can lead to sales procrastination or worse, complete paralysis. Never become emotionally involved in a sales call, especially a cold call. Being emotionally tough doesn't mean that you have no emotions or that you're a cold person. It simply means that you've learned how to control your emotions so they don't keep you from doing what you need to do in order to become a successful salesperson. You can sit in your car after a sales call and live with the, oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. Or you can learn how to be mentally tough and emotionally strong during the sales call. You may get a lot of no's, but you're going to get a lot more yeses.